Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. It has been recently alleged that due to the Afghanistan debacle and the situation in Ukraine, Germany has given up its pacifist stance and has been getting more involved now in military actions. We read the following in Express, dated April 1. Germany is ready to provide the core of the EU's new Rapid Reaction Force in 2025, the year it is meant to become fully operational. The Washington Post wrote on March 25, in an underground vault at an Air Force base in Western Germany sits an American nuclear bomb, more than one of them actually. One version of this bomb can carry the explosive equivalent of 11 Hiroshimas. The bomb's family name is B-61. Germany announced that it would replace its aging bomber jets with American F-35s that can also carry B-61s. They announced that in March, after Russia had begun to invade Ukraine. Deutsche Welle wrote on January 19 that Germany remains one of the world's top arms producers and exporters, with sales increasing 21% from 2016 to 2020. In other words, long before Russia invaded Ukraine, long before the Afghanistan debacle took place. So in light of all of this, looking at Germany's recent history, Germany was never a pacifist power. But it might have appeared that way to many observers. Foreign Policy wrote on April 4. The 1945 Potsdam Agreement that ended World War II called for the complete disarmament and demilitarization of Germany. But this was a short-lived goal. The 1949 West German Constitution, Das Grundgesetz, struck a very different chord. It forbade wars of aggression, but it didn't say anything about other forms of war. West Germany's founding document implicitly permitted wars of self-defense, enabled the introduction of conscription, and provided for the country's participation in military alliances. In 1955, West Germany joined NATO and officially created the Bundeswehr. The Bundeswehr soon boasted 500,000 soldiers, making it NATO's largest standing army in Western Europe. In 1957, the United States agreed to place its nuclear weapons stationed in Germany, as we have just read, under the control of the Bonn government, with the Bundeswehr trained to deploy them in a potential conflict with the Soviet bloc. When the SPD came to power under Chancellor Willy Brandt in 1969, they had long abandoned their opposition to NATO rearmament and nuclear weapons. Former Chancellor Konrad Adenauer's defense policy was left unchanged. Helmut Schmidt, Brandt's successor, fully supported the deployment of a new generation of U.S. nuclear missiles on German soil as part of NATO's response to a similar Soviet missile plan in Eastern Europe. Reunified Germany enjoyed the peace dividend that came with the Cold War's end. But changing demands from allies led by the United States forced Berlin to take a stance on the new wars of the day. These were increasingly waged well beyond NATO territory in the Persian Gulf, Kuwait, Somalia, and most importantly, the former Yugoslavia, making it difficult to interpret them as self-defense in the conventional sense. Eventually, Germany's Federal Constitutional Court ruled in 1994 that even out-of-area deployment of the Bundeswehr could be permitted under certain circumstances. This opened the door for the Bundeswehr to engage in direct war fighting as part of NATO-led coalition forces, first in the sky over Serbia during the 1999 Kosovo crisis, then in Afghanistan with 150,000 soldiers, the second highest number after the United States, making their tour until the final retreat in 2021. Germany's military engagement appeared to become more conservative in the following years, while staying in Afghanistan and participating in multiple smaller missions in Mali, the Mediterranean, and off the coast of Somalia. The Bundeswehr avoided the US-led war in Iraq in 2003 and the UN-sanctioned and NATO-led intervention in Libya in 2011. These decisions were occasionally wrapped in peace rhetoric, yet the German government supported those wars by other means, guarding US military bases, helping with logistics, sharing intelligence. Germany was pursuing, as the daily Die Tageszeitung wrote in 2002, a little bit of war. And so, Bible prophecy clearly tells us that Germany, far from ever having been pacifistic, will become the leading military power in a united core Europe, consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations, and then, not before then, but then, nuclear World War III is going to happen. Whoever has eyes to see, let them see. Please ask for our free booklet, Evil Empires and Evil People, Wild Beasts of the Bible. Just ask for Wild Beasts of the Bible. Until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.